The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro Eastside, and we're coming to you live today from the Seattle Boat Show. And I'm really excited. This is my third year here at the Boat Show. I want to thank the station for having us come out here, because in the 3 years since I have been coming to the Boat Show, I went from not being a boater to now being a boater. So apparently just being here somehow infuses boating into your blood. And not only did I have that happen over the last 3 years, but on top of that, I got involved in a yacht club. So we're going to have a pretty interesting show today. The first couple of years that we were on here, we had some really wonderful guests. We've had lenders talking about what it's like to get financing for boating, showing how approachable and viable a boat can be in your life, even if you're at the starting level or you're moving up into a boat. And normally I do have my co-host, speaking of lending, is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank, but that man is up doing the opposite of this right now. He's on the frozen version of water, doing a little shooshing up at Whistler. So he's up doing another very popular Northwest activity of skiing. So I'm here today mostly on my own, except for I do have a guest co-host. Very excited to have her here with me. As I mentioned, I recently got into the boating community last year in terms of joining a yacht club at the Rainier Yacht Club. And since then, my husband joined the bridge. He's the rear commodore of Rainier Yacht Club. And through that, I'm wearing this lovely shirt today saying that the Voyagers, we're the class of 2020. And with that, we're part of what's called the Grand 14. And my co-host today is Gretchen Miles from the Everett Yacht Club, who's one of our counterparts. Say hello.
Hi.
Yes, and not only are you part of the yacht club and involved in the bridge, but you're also very actively involved in what's going on at the boat show today, are you not?
We sure are. I work with Waterline Boats, and we have the Helmsman Trawlers down here at East 1233. We have our our Helmsman 31, and then we also have Lisa Helker here joining us, who is co-owner of Waterline Boats and Helmsman Trawlers.
Yes, so thank you for being here. Lisa, I'm going to get to you probably just in a minute, but
Hi.
Say hello to
thank
our
you.
Listeners. Let them know you're actually alive.
I'm here.
Yes. So usually our show, of course, does revolve around real estate and finance. We're going to keep that relatively short today, of course, because we're here at the boat show. But what I want to do is just a real quick roundup of what went on this last year inside of real estate in Puget Sound, because most of the people who are here today are from Puget Sound. Everyone knows our market is one of the hottest real estate markets in the entire United States. It's also the most expensive construction market in the entire United States right now. And for some of you folks walking around taking a look at buying a boat, you might be thinking about, hey, is now the right time for me to take some equity out of my house to move up on my boat or get another boat or think about getting my first boat? And right now, that looks like mostly a pretty decent idea. If you've had your home for a while, we've had some tremendous strong appreciation over the last 5 years. I was just talking to another friend of mine here at the boat show a little while ago. Our market changed back in April of 2012. And what's been happening in the local region is that we have been averaging 8 to 14% appreciation for every year of the last 5 years, now going into our sixth year. And everything that's pushing that is about employment. It's about what's going on with interest rates. I know a lot of people are concerned about what's going on with interest rates today. Now, if you're going to do a line of credit on your house to go buy that boat, you're going to want to take a close look at that, maybe talk to your lender about other options, because we do know that the Fed is in the process of starting to raise interest rates on the Fed level, which mostly impacts short-term interest rates, which will affect things such as lines of credit, not necessarily your long-term 30-year fixed-type loans. So I'm not a lender. I can't say that I am, but my co-host, I know we talked about this on our show the other day. And for anyone concerned about what's going on also with the tax package, we just did a show last week with Rick Mangan of Mangan Wealth Management, and we talked in depth about what those things are that most homeowners need to be concerned about, or even business owners, with how the tax package is affecting the individual. So if you want to go and see any of those, you can go onto our Facebook page, Team Reba of Remax Realty, or you can go to our website, teamreba.com, and we have all of our old shows posted there, and you can easily find that. But I mentioned that we've had a lot of growth, but we've also had some reductions. And what I mean by reductions is we've had reductions in inventory. So we finished up 2012, and the Northwest Multiple Listing Service, which is where all of us real estate agents have to put our database, you know, information in our listings. As of December, we were actually 19% down in terms of inventory. So what that means for a typical homeowner is that if you're getting ready to sell your home, there is a tremendous amount of demand. A tremendous amount, because we still have really strong employment here. In fact, we just hit a record low in unemployment locally, and that helps feed what's going on. And we also still have what are historically low interest rates. So even though some of them have gotten to the high threes and the low fours, we're still even better than we were. We were talking about the recession before. 2007, August 4th, 2007 is when our local recession started, and interest rates at that time we're actually hovering between 6 and 7%. So even since then, we have still continued to have tremendous benefit in where we are with interest rates. So if you're looking at things, if you haven't actually reconsidered a refinance of your loan, maybe you've had the same loan for a long time, now would be a really good time. A lot of people, because they're inching up, are thinking, oh my gosh, if I didn't do it already, or if I haven't done my move up right now, if I'm not in my dream house, now is absolutely the time to do it. But I want to make sure that everybody knows that. One of the other things that we did mention in the tax package show last week was that one thing that was kept that is really important in a market like ours where you can get strong appreciation in a short period of time, they did keep the 2 out of 5 year capital gains exemption. And that's $250,000 per person. And they were going to change it to you had to be in a home 5 out of the last 8 years. And now it's stayed where it was at 2 of the last 5. So that's a big, big benefit for anybody. Like if you've had to relocate here and now you got to relocate back out, you can still benefit from all of that. So that's a big, wonderful thing that we have going on. But other things that we have going on in the real estate industry, I always tell people, I have folks that I talk to all the time. In fact, I'm talking to some folks in Woodinville right now about selling their house. And they're concerned about whether or not I'm going to list it as a 4 or a 5 or a 6 bedroom. And what I told them is, because they're wondering how an appraiser was going to look at that. And just a note for anyone who is going through this kind of process, the first thing that was most important for them is that their square footage is not accurately represented. And that can become a really big financial issue for someone. So as an example, I sold a house last year, actually my co-host's house, and we found out he had 400 extra square feet on his home that hadn't been accurately depicted in tax records. When you have a price per square foot in homes out here that are ranging $250 to $350, maybe $450 a square, in his case, that 400 square feet, which doesn't sound like a lot, represented $60,000 of value on that home. Tremendous difference, right? Such an impact. And we made a point of, you know, taking a look at this home, and we realized, like, it doesn't seem like it's right. So what we did, if you think you have a situation like this, and this couple in Woodinville were doing this right now, what we're doing is we're going to have them hire an appraiser, because you don't have to have it value appraised. An appraiser is considered a valid resource for receiving that information. So it's either tax records, appraisers, things of that nature. It has to be a validated resource. And they're going to have it measured because their tax records say 2480, and they're fairly certain their home is 2700. So we know it's tens of thousands of dollars of difference in that price, and it really only costs about $250, roughly in that area, to bring an appraiser in just to measure. If you want to have them do a valuation, it's going to cost $600 to $1,000. But for that low cost of $250, you may find that you get tens of thousands of dollars to your benefit. So just, we like to give lots of tips, give you options and things to think about. So that's something that we've seen come up. And the other thing I told them is I said, don't stress so much about whether it's 4, 5, or 6 bedroom, because I have some reports with me also from the MLS, and I've been tracking this for 15 years. I've been in the industry since 2003. The number one type sold house in every single price point, from a $90,000 home which exists in some small markets, up to over a million, the most sold home is usually a three-bedroom. Now, when we do get over a million, it does tend to go to four. But everything else that's actually in the most affordable price points, people typically want at least a three-bedroom, maybe with a bonus room, something like that. But if you're stressing out about whether I list it as a four-bedroom or a five-bedroom or a six-bedroom, it's really not going to have that much effect. And you want to think about if you're selling your home, you want to have that house become a wow factor when somebody comes out. So lots of tips that we have. If you're ever interested and have other questions about buying or selling homes, you can always reach out to me at info@teamreba.com. My phone number is 206-910-3429. I have cards here at the show if there's anybody who's interested in picking something up and picking my brain later on, because I do this all the time for free. But the rest of the show is going to be about boats, right? So, Gretchen, you know, are you fired up for this?
I'm fired up.
You're fired up? Okay, make sure and tell everyone where your booth is at, because I want to make sure that they know where to go look at this beautiful Helmsman trawler that's back there.
It is. It is
yeah,
a gorgeous.
I went and looked. It's gorgeous.
Blue.
Yes.
Amazing.
Almost the color of your shirt.
Almost. That's why I wore it.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to come and see our Helmsman Trawler 31 sedan, you'd want to go to the East Wing. It's East
1233. Okay. All right. So are they going to just see that trawler there, or are we going to see anything else there today?
You're going to see the trawler itself.
Okay.
Sitting
and you
there.
Can tour it like most of the boats, right?
Absolutely.
Take off your hard heels. I heard that
when
I was over there.
We have beautiful brand new floors. It just arrived on Monday. It came in from China on Monday, and it's just, this is the only place that anybody has ever seen it.
So it's been to see, but not to see.
Not to see.
Okay.
To be seen.
So come and see.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It comes from China?
Yes, it does.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
I'm going to probably want to ask a little bit about that. Okay.
Okay.
And then you guys also, you represent a couple of other lines though too,
yes.
Do you not? Do you want to just quickly mention what some of those are in case people want to hear it?
I bet. So you're going to see our Helmsman 31 here today. And then when you want to see the rest of our fleet, which is a 37 sedan and a 38E pilot house and a 43 pilot house, you'd want to come over to our docks on Westlake Avenue North.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back with Open House with Team Reba at Seattle Boat Show.
Open House with Team Reba will be right back.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist, and there I stood.